one of the things that I've always championed about this podcast and the way I've done it has been from a perspective of being able to showcase the spectrum of who I am and encourage people to be themselves, whatever that version is, and not be ashamed of it. Not only am I able to talk about it, I'm able to put it on record for the world here because I'm not ashamed of who I am as a person. Now, I know that everything that I do is through a spectrum of good and bad, right? Like, there's some things that people are going to look at and be like, dude, you have no moral compass. Like, what's wrong with you? And there's some times they're going to be like, you know, you're a really good dude and stuff like that. So I think for me, it's embracing the whole spectrum of who we are and owning it. And I think for me, this experience recently with Hurricane Ian, luckily everything was good. Landscaping on my house, some wind, but overall everything was good. We had power after a few days, water after a few days. So it wasn't as drastic as the news made up. But unfortunately, the infrastructure got damaged enough where simple things as going to the gas station or going to the supermarket or even going to the bank cannot be done because everything shut down. Imagine people that work in these places, they went through what I went through. So, you know, how can I not expect them to be out for the count, right? But unfortunately, you know, with my mom being here, I have to deal with her other child, which is the other, it's a totally different spectrum of how I am as a person. And it's one of those deals that it's always very saddening when you see past behavior still being exuded to this day. And that's the part where when I tell people, I know who I am. I know who I was in the past. And there's parts of that that's still in me. Some of that stuff never goes away. But the reality is that you learn to manage it and you learn to be better. It doesn't go away because you're still feeling that anger, feeling that whatever, however ways you are. But you understand that that's not conducive to the way you have to be now, right? And I think that with my mom's daughter is something that is mind-blowing to me because here I am in the middle of the hurricane. I mean, the hurricane went straight through my area. Having to deal with my mom because obviously she was retreating from Lakeland because everyone thought it was hitting Tampa. So she ended up coming down to see me. She called me like last week and was like, okay, so I Ubered her down here. And then, you know, she's not able to walk. She's fully incapacitated. It's like vegetable state. She can't get up. And it's not, you know, it's just Father Time does that to you. And so, you know, I'm helping her out doing that. And we're going through the storm. We don't have any power and, you know, all these different things. And a simple gesture of help would be, hey, can you go ahead and send payment for my mom's rent at her facility? You would think something as simple as that, her understanding what I just explained about the area, that she would be supportive of that. She'd be like, no problem, I'll cut mom a check. I'll stop by after work, because she does not live in the state. She lives way far away. And she's going ahead and saying, why don't you have your son do it? Why don't you have your son do it, even though you have power and you have the ability, because I told you you had and I told you what to do, because she didn't know what to do. And I told her, look, you need power of attorney. You need these things to happen for you to have control over the decisions that need to be made. And she begrudgingly did it. And of course, no thank yous or anything, because that's the jealous person that she is. That's the hatred that she has. And she's a church person. That's the weird part about it. Isn't it weird that church people, they're supposed to be living by Jesus's ways, but yet she doesn't even do any of that. None at all. So she is not wanting to send the check, not wanting to get a money order, putting that on me where all the banks are closed down here. I am trying to put everything together here piece by piece, while trying to run my life, while trying to take care of my daughter, while trying to take care of my mom. It's a very fascinating thing because, you know, that other part of the DNA, my mom's daughter, she doesn't have any kids that she's living with or having to take care of. She just has a job. She's not taking care of other kids. She's not taking care of anything. She's just living it up, stamping up her passport and bragging about it on social media. Because that's what she's good for. She's good for getting expensive things when she doesn't even own a house. And if she does own a house, my father probably helped her get it. Okay, cool. Whatever works for you. But it's always, it's just sad to see the person still. I always say this about people. They exude how they are through their actions. I don't listen to lip service. I listen to your actions or inactions as a person. And everyone around me sees that. And everyone around me sees that this is something that it's very fascinating to see her detach. And of course, the way she looks at it is, well, I got my family, got my back. I'm like, well, that's great. Good for you. Well, you know, your family has a very twisted, narrow-minded way of thinking. And so you need to get with the times and figure out that you talk about, you know, she talks about always helping. She talks about, but to me, helping is like, is helping calling delivery service to have food delivered? Is it groceries? Is that really help? Or is it when you ask for something to be done, then you do it, right? That again, that's what I'm thinking anyway. I mean, it's like, you know, she always claims that she helps, but it's helping as long as it's not inconveniencing her life and her ways. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay if you want to accept that. You have your excuses as to why. But trust me, everyone knows how you treat mom. Everyone knows how you are so dismissive. But you want money. You want the money. You want the perks. You want to live that lifestyle. And you want to leech it off your parents because you feel you deserve it because of what you went through, because of what you chose to go through. You chose your path at the end of the day. You chose to leave. You chose to not focus on school. You chose to hang out with your friends. And I tell that to my daughter all the time. It's like, that's the path you want to go? Like my mom's daughter went. You want to go down that route? Good fucking luck. Because I'm checking out. Because unlike my father that takes care of that child, of my mom's daughter, I'm not doing that for my daughter. Because I've provided for her. And there's no excuse for her to provide for herself. Always love her. If she gets lazy, I'm like, well, you can get a tutor. I'll pay for a tutor, but you go pay for your school. You know, I'm just a guy that I believe in doing the right thing. Okay. I'm petty. I could be petty for sure. I could hold grudges. No problem. And I understand, like, if she's holding a grudge, I understand. But I think it can't be at the detriment of my mom needing assistance, in the sense of when you have control over money and you're able to as simply go after work, go to the bank, ask for a series of checks and write one up, put it in an envelope, put it in a stamp and mail it out in the office when you get back to your school, where the fuck you work. And wow, that took a lot of effort. That's a little inconvenience for you. I would have thought that that's not a problem for you. But it is. So it just goes to show you, you know, like, she mistreats my mom as far as when they're living together, as far as it's just very. And the thing about it is that it bothers her. That's why she doesn't talk to me, because she's under the guise of being a church woman. Like, she goes on this mindset of I'm a church. But we all know church people are the most fucked up. Like, they're the most shady. They're the most two-faced. That's why I don't even hang out with people, because they're so judgmental. Like, people that go to church and are always screaming from the top of their lungs about Jesus Christ and about hallelujah and about you need to do this. You need to go to church more. You need to see. Those people got their whole closet all fucked up that I just laugh at them. I'm like, you're in the same shit bath that I'm in. Because you're so hypocritical. At least I own my hypocrisy. That's the thing about me. It's like, I own all this. Good, bad, and indifferent. I have my reasons. I have my reasons, which I feel justify, but everyone's different. But I think it's a very saddening thing when I feel that I haven't received that, you know, and everyone's like, you know, family's great. I'm like, I haven't received any phone calls from everybody. I received one text from somebody that was family related. That's it. Nobody else called. Nobody else messaged me, even though I went straight through here. It's like, interesting, fascinating. But then they want you to be all about family, right? That's the funny thing about it with me, is that every time they want you to be about family, but they're not really there for you. And I don't need them. I'm not saying that in any way. I think that, you know, my mom needs it, you know, but her family is nowhere to be found. You know, this is why I don't prescribe to the idea of it. And I understand my mom's daughter's resentment as far as why she doesn't want to do it, because I think deep inside of her, she feels that mom is never loved her the way she wanted to be loved. And now mom is coming to say, hey, listen, take care of this, take care of this. Yeah, she's gonna feel a certain way. Like, she's gonna feel like a resentment about, listen, I needed you to be a certain way, and you were never that for me. Okay. But of course, the way she does it is like, well, I'm not gonna take it, but I'm gonna force my little brother to do it because that's his responsibility. He's the youngest one, he's closest. It doesn't matter what he's got going on, he's got to do with it. And I'll show support from calling every day to see how you're doing. That's how I show my support. Yeah, I'll go ahead and call you a pizza. That's it. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. That's how you want to do it. But don't get it twisted, because I think it's fascinating to me how people, like, imagine me mistreating my daughter, ignoring her, emotionally neglecting her. Yeah, she has a house. Yeah, I pay her food, but I don't pay attention to her school. I don't pay attention to who she hangs out with. I don't care to talk to her. I don't care to share feelings with her. I don't care to show her love and attention. Imagine that going on through your whole lifetime. And then at the end, when I'm crippled and I can't walk anymore, and I can't remember anything, that same daughter that I mistreated her whole life, or neglected her, or never gave her the love, I'm somehow now asking her to put that all aside and to take care of me because she's my daughter, because she has an obligation to take care of me because I created life for her. I don't look at it that way. You reap what you sow. Just like any connections that I have with my parents or family, that wasn't my doing. As an adult, it was mine because people don't take accountability. Like, my mom's daughter doesn't take any accountability. It's like, well, yeah, I'm a victim here through and through. I'm like, we all are. The kids were victims. You think I wasn't a victim? You think I was just running amok? Yeah, it impacted me too. But guess what? I did something about it. And the beautiful thing is, I don't rely on anybody. I don't rely on family members. I don't rely on anybody to take care of me but me. And I feel that it's disappointing over and over again when I know how how she treats my mom. I know how dismissive she is. I know how she tries to pawn things off to me to do because she doesn't want to do them or deal with them. I get it. I get all of that. And I understand that it's not easy, but I told this to my mom. I said, listen, you're going to have to make a choice soon about where you want to live. All I know is that if you're living with me full time, that other person, your daughter, she's having no control over anything. None. Because she's money hungry. Like, she is. She would take money from my mom. She would have my mom pay for things. She would, as an adult. Like, that is, like, so low to me. Like, that is knowing when a person is down. That's like me knowing that I'm going to take money from her. Like, I'm going to use that money to help her. I'm going to, like, for example, if I'm in control of that money, I'm going to make sure that it's paid for her to have assistance where she lives at. I'm not going to, in any way, shape, or form, use that money for myself or have her pay for a hotel. or have her pay for food, or have her, it's a very weird mindset under the guise of religion. And I just sit here and laugh about it, because I think she feels she does a good job. And I think to her family, and I feel like to her friends, she's like this savior, like good person. And she probably is in those circles. But she will always be conniving. She will always be deceiving. She will always be a certain way with me. She could never be upfront with me. She's always talking shit behind my back. And she has a level of jealousy of me. Always has. And I have examples of that. And that's the part. It's like when you see somebody that is still holding on to that, and like in a very passive aggressive way, sends me a Christmas card with nothing in it. Like, don't send me a Christmas card. Don't send me anything, because it's so phony. It's so disingenuous. And I don't want people in my life. Once mom and dad are dead, I'm not connecting with you anymore. You understand that? Like, I don't have nothing to do with your life. I don't care. And I told this to my daughter. It's like, if you want to talk to her at 18, at 18, that's fine. You do what you do. You know, because she doesn't even have the audacity to talk to me about wanting to get, because that's how prideful she is. Like, she doesn't want to talk to me in any way, shape, or form. So she always wants to circumvent me. I don't hate her. I could look at her dead in the eye and talk to her, no problems. And I would tell her the same things I'm saying to everybody in the world. Because I know myself. I know who I am. I don't have any shame in who I am as a person. Right? But when you throw people the truth in their face, the truth that is happening, it's not my variation of the truth, because I judge by actions. So when you're griping just recently about cutting out a check or a money order, and then you're complaining about, you know, you're always complaining about having to do things. Yo, you are what you are. You are an ugly person that is materialistically driven, that is very selfish, and this is based on your trauma of you no one being there for you when you made these dumbass decisions. For yourself, you made these dumbass decisions. No one forced you to leave. No one forced you to move. And then you're going to blame it on me? Please. a 14-year-old kid ran you out of town. Oh my God, my brother was too much. Yeah, I was. But you know, your father and the family will accept that because you're a female. That's the good thing about being a female. You can fucking cry a river and cry desperation. Like with me, no one feels sorry for me and my family. Like, you're fucking man, you figure it out. That's how my dad treats me. He's like, I ain't telling you shit. All right, well, I don't give a fuck. I don't need you anyway. I love him. He's a good dude. I talk to him. And listen, I know he knows that. You can tell him that. I could send, you know, that's why I send the letter. I'll leave with this. I sent the letter to both of them so that, because I know they like talking about me, or at least my dad does, and asking them, like, you know, ain't never gonna happen, bro. Like, I ain't never gonna talk to that woman. That woman is only connected with me by DNA, nothing more. Nothing more. If her daughter wants to talk to me, cool. I'm here. We can figure it out. But I'm not, I am staying as far away from that energy as possible. And there's been plenty of people that have interacted with her to agree with what I'm saying. Of her judgment, of her jealousy, of her insecurities, of her entitlement, of all of these things that she hides under the guise of the Bible. So, I hope you hear this. I don't think you listen anymore, but if you hear this, you can. But this is more for my daughter to understand where I'm coming from.